Some people just have this fire inside of them where they are literally obsessed about their business.
Welcome to The Daily Path. Every single day, I'll be sharing the raw truths about my lessons, insights, as well as my mistakes and what it takes to build a million-dollar movement. Each episode will deep dive into the unfiltered world of marketing, sales, leadership, and the crazy shit that happens inside of my mind as I navigate my way through the chaos and step outside of my comfort zone. So take notes, strap in, and subscribe.
I want to talk about the three big reasons why I believe most people fail. Now, since 2016 up until this point, I've now invested in 15 different masterminds. And throughout that process, what I've noticed is I've noticed patterns. I've seen so many people come in, do well initially, only to be spat back out of the game because they give up on themselves, they fail too quickly before they actually experience the breakthrough. And the first reason why I believe so many people fail is because of the beliefs and the stories that govern themselves. You and I both know that since the day that we were born, every single action we've taken, every single decision we've made, every single life event, every single experience has shaped our worldview. And inside of our worldview, what we have is a series of beliefs and values and a set of language patterns that we speak over ourselves. And what can happen is it can basically skew our perspective. And so what happens is we start this business journey with no value whatsoever, with no results, with no certainty in who we are in terms of the success that we can achieve. And what happens is the self-doubt and the stories and these limiting beliefs, they just simply creep in. And if you allow these beliefs to take over your actions and your reality, then it's going to lead to a dead-end road. The second reason why I believe people fail is because they do not have the ability to remove the emotions and to make logical decisions. And what I mean by that is, let's just say that you're spending money on advertising right now and your leads aren't converting into book calls, or they are converting into book calls but they're not showing up, or they are showing up but you're not actually converting them into a customer. So the emotions will get in the way of, oh my gosh, I'm spending all this money on advertising, I'm not getting a return yet. And so if you allow these emotions to get in the way of your actions and your focus, it's not going to allow you to make logical decisions, and you're just going to end up in this spiral where you're going to allow self-doubt, stories, and limiting beliefs to completely take over your actions and completely destroy the quality of results that you achieve inside of your life. And the third big reason why I believe so many people fail is they just don't want it bad enough. Like, I see people on my newsfeed and they're sharing cat memes and Kanye West videos, and they're sharing things on their stories that are like completely irrelevant to the direction that they're trying to move towards. And so some people just have this fire inside of them where they are literally obsessed about their business. And other people just sort of half-ass it, they dip their toes in, they're not willing to stay up that hour later, they're not willing to get up that hour earlier. And I'm not saying that you have to just work your ass off every single day of the week forever, but what I am saying is that sometimes there are sacrifices that need to be made where you don't have time to sit down with your partner and watch Netflix because you have to double down on systems. You have to optimize your ad campaign. You have to optimize your pre-call process. You have to go back and study your sales calls in order for you to get better. Sometimes there are sacrifices that you and I are going to have to make inside of this entrepreneurial journey. And if you're not willing to make those sacrifices, then you're probably going to lose, like real talk. So some people don't have what it takes to succeed, and some people do. And the differentiating factor is how obsessed you are with your business, how much sacrifice you're willing to make for your business in order for it to grow. If you think about a plant, if you don't water the plant, if you don't nurture the plant, eventually it's going to die. And your business is no different. When a plane is taking off from the tarmac, it requires so much force, so much pressure to get that airplane off the ground. But once it's in momentum, that momentum continues to drive momentum. So the three big reasons is, number one, the stories and beliefs that govern yourselves based on the actions that you've taken, the decisions that you've made, the life event, the experiences. Everybody that has basically programmed you, you need to take a step back and think about, why do I have that belief? Where did that belief come from? And does that person who gave me that belief, do they have my best interest at heart, number one? And do they have the results that I want to achieve, number two? The second thing is the emotions that get in the way of us making logical decisions. Understanding that if we make decisions based on a place of emotion, it's going to create a spiral effect where our actions and the quality of our actions are going to be poor, and therefore the results are going to be poor as well. And the third thing, and one of the biggest things, is not wanting it bad enough. And if you don't want it bad enough, that's absolutely fine. But it's better than lying to yourself, saying that you want it bad enough, where your actions aren't actually matching up with what you say. So if you're impeccable with your word, if you're resourceful, if you're committed, if you're obsessed, And if you're willing to take a step back and break the chains of the limiting beliefs and the stories that have been programmed into you since birth, then you're highly likely to succeed. And if not, you're probably going to fail.